All right, hard-fought game here at J. Tom Lawler Arena on a Friday night, and Merrimack pulls out the 3-2 win over UMass. With us is Scott Bork, the head coach of the Warriors. And, boy, really from the get-go here, it seemed like, you know, there wasn't much to choose. Both teams battled pretty hard, you know, your team in particular. A lot of guys giving up the body, blocking shots, things like that, especially right down to the final seconds.
Yeah, they obviously made a major push in the 6-on-5, and they got a lot of shooters, and you have to be really careful. And I thought our guys did a good job after they got that one. We did a really good job of getting in lanes and blocking pucks, but it was a really good game. I mean, they play really hard. They push your team. I've said this since I got here. We always get better playing UMass because they're very well coached, and they play really hard, and they got a lot of skill. And so, you know, to come out of that game with a W was important for us. And I thought our team played, played well enough to win. Did a great job in special teams, obviously, tonight, which is a major part of the win, and that was really important.
Yeah, you killed off all four our power plays they had, got a power play goal of your own. They came in with the special teams, the two of the top special teams in the country in both power play and penalty kill. Yours have been getting better as the season goes along, and I think tonight was just a further example of that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, our PK, Dan does a great job with our PK, and our guys really pay attention to the details. And we obviously got good goaltending, too. So those things really make a difference. And I thought that tonight that was the difference. They got four power plays, and you know, they were tough ones, too, you know. But they got them, and they had a good chances, but we were able to get through them because I thought our details were really good on it.
When you have guys laying out blocking shots like Ethan Bono earlier in the game, you know, came off, went under the tunnel, weren't sure if we were going to see him again. He did come out, but it seems like that's the kind of thing gives the lift to everybody. And, you know, next guy up is willing to do the same kind of thing.
Yeah, when you get that happening and that player, it also finishes the game for us, you know. That's really impressive. And I thought the whole team did that. We have a really good group of guys who I think are really starting to believe in themselves. And when you do that, you do a little bit extra at times. And I think that's what you saw tonight.
Nick Pierre has played so well for you lately. He had a chance to score, a couple chances to score actually early in the game, wasn't able to do so, then got another opportunity and made the most of it.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of chances, and now they're starting to go in for him. Not all of them tonight because he had a couple of really good ones that didn't. But he's playing against a big-time goalie, and he made some nice plays, but getting the one he did was important for us. And he's a guy, when he scores two, he might score five. So getting him off is really important to our team, and I think that's happening as we speak.
So this game was a battle, like we said, really from the get-go. But after you guys took the lead, they won nothing. You know, they come back and they tie the game late in the second period. What was the message at the end of two at home in a 1-1 game, trying to find a way to pull out the win in the third period?
Just to keep playing. You know, I thought we had played well to that point. So weren't they? It was a really good hockey game. Let's just make sure our details are good. You know, no bad changes, no penalties, although we got one. And then make sure that we take care of business if we get an opportunity. And all those things kind of came to fruition, you know. And I think that what you saw at the very end with the guys on the ice was a team that's learning how to win and is starting to play well in those winning moments.
I think a good example of that was you take the lead in the third period, Tyler Young scores the goal first of all, and then, you know, talk about another guy that's making plays, good defensive plays, and then leads to scoring chances and a goal on the other end of the ice. But, you know, even after you take the lead at that point, they had a lot of trouble getting pucks through. You guys were down there, you're eating pucks, getting sticks in the way, whatever. I think they only had two or three shots for most of the third period until they really had that push late.
Yeah, no, we understand that that's part of our D zone, and just like it's everybody's. But, you know, the team that blocks more shots and the team that's more aggressive in lanes oftentimes has success. And I thought it was really important for us tonight to be that aggressive in the lanes, and I thought we did a really good job there.
It can be that much harder, too. I mean, we talked before the game about the talent on that team, and, you know, they're down by a goal, they're going to throw everything they have at you, and you guys were still able to prevent pucks from getting through.
Yeah, no, and I think that they maybe got a little frustrated and kept, you know, overpassed a little bit too, but that when you block shots, it always makes the guy with the puck think about pass first instead of shooting first. I'm not certain that happened tonight, but I think that we did a good job of eliminating those chances.
Power play goal late in the game gave you guys a 2-goal lead, good pressure behind the net there, forced a turnover and tied the no scores again.
Yeah, great for him to get that one, too. And the power play's done a really good job in the last month of the season. I think we've scored one in the last six games, and that was a huge one. It turns out to be the game winner, but it also gave us a chance to breathe a little bit. And we didn't the last minute, but we were able to get through that minute.
It seemed like, especially given the quality of the special teams you're facing tonight, this might have been one of your overall, best special teams performances, both ends of the ice.
Well, when you're playing against them, you better have that, because they're going to be very good and very difficult. So it was important, and we were successful in it. But we understand playing UMass, you better be really good in the PK and in the power play to get chances. So that worked out well for us tonight.
All right, so now we talked about a lot of other things. Finally, we're going to come to Nils Wahlstrom, warrior of the game tonight. No question about it. He played well last few times out, but just looked like his best game of the year.
Yeah, he made all the saves he should have made. He probably made a couple that he shouldn't have made, but he played very well. He's getting in a groove, and it's really great to see, because he's a highly talented goalie, and now that's starting to work out for him. That's really positive for us.
Seems like the way the guys are playing in front of him as well. You know, it's a kind of a relationship there that works out pretty well. Both sides doing their part there.
Oh yeah, when your goalie's doing that, oftentimes your team blocks more shots just because they feel like they have a chance. And all our goalies have given us a chance to win the last month and a half, and it's been putting us in a good place.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the win down at UMass tomorrow night. Best of luck then.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.